most youngsters say, with the Wheel of Doom, oh, I don't like the Wall Street Journal. Well, how do you know you don't like the Wall Street Journal? You haven't read it, for God's sake. Start reading it. You pick it up and you say, is there anything in there that's of interest to me? No. Well, how do you know that? You got to look through and see what's in there. I don't read every word in all these newspapers. I look through and I see, is there any articles in there that I think are helpful? And those are the ones I read, and I'd urge you to do that as well. Improve your diction by repeating back. Now, I'm from New Jersey, and let me tell you, coffee is the way coffee is said in Jersey, you know? So I've been trying to change that to be a little bit more like a Midwestern says, and I'm working on my diction, or whatever you want to call it, by repeating back, coffee. Would you like a cup of coffee? You know, it's not coffee or sure. You know, sure. You like a cup of coffee? Sure. What's that? I don't know. Oh, that's Jersey. Okay, I got it. Translated into Jersey. You don't want to be Jerseyfied, let me tell you. Okay, on page 37, being humorous. It's great, but you never want to be humorous at anybody else's expense, particularly the customers. You know, you never want to make a joke. You know, customer's kid just went through the window. Oh, you know, I mean, forget it. We're never going to make any jokes at a customer's expense. And you have to be very, very careful and use appropriate humor. And I think it's great. Non-English callers, you know, if you're on a regular doing business with people from outside the United States, or they speak Spanish or whatever language, French, you ought to have some words that you can get familiar with, just to be, you know, kind of cool for the customer. And you can go to www.google.com/T, and it will translate stuff into any language, and there's a whole bunch of languages in there. It's pretty cool. If you do a lot of business outside the United States, you ought to have somebody from that country on your customer service desk for sure. Okay, let's move over now to page 38. Do's and don'ts. You know, don't say, I never heard anything like that before. Customer calls up and says, you know what? That sprocket, the transponder gear on that sprocket is broken off when I got the machine. Well, I never heard anything like that. It's ridiculous, you know. God almighty. Don't say, oh my God, is that right? Oh, I can't. You know, give them the benefit of the doubt. Now, if they keep calling you back saying, hey, that broke the, you know, the another one you sent me, then there's, let's get a salesperson over and find out what the heck's going on. But generally, it's much better to give them the benefit of the doubt. And I remember one time, listen, God's honest truth, my son bought me, I had a workman, you know, a contractor come and do some work, and the guy needed a circular saw to do something, so I let him use my circular saw, and he stole it. Well, he said he didn't steal it, but it was God, you know, so what do I know? So my son bought me a new circular saw for Christmas or something like that. And believe it or not, you know, we took the circular saw up north, and we were doing some work on a friend of mine's deck, and you know, we're looking at the saw and say, God, this is odd. It was a left-handed circular saw, which I never even knew existed. But the handle is on the right side of a left-handed circular saw. So the handle will be here and the saw will be over here. And a right-handed circular saw, the handle's here and the saw is over here. Well, I never knew, but we all knew something was different. So we used this thing the whole weekend to make a deck and cut a lot of boards with it. And brought it back to Home Depot where we bought it. And I told the guy, hey, you know, my son bought this for me. And it's a, you know, it's a left-handed saw. You know, I want a right-handed saw. And the manager said, go get one. So I went back. I got the most expensive saw that was there. And I, you know, because I was so happy that they would let me exchange it. And I just paid the difference from what my son bought me in the top of the line. So it was another $50 or something like that. And now, anytime I'm going to buy something, I go to Home Depot first. Just because they took that darn saw back. And, you know, after I'd used it for the whole day, or whole weekend, actually, cutting all the wood on the deck, which is a lot of wood. anyhow, I'm new. We're never saying that. And no, we've already talked about those things. Okay. Just going to go through this psychology process, and then we'll break for lunch. Is that okay with everybody? Okay. This is kind of quick. I think you'll find this very interesting. This is something that I put together after a student in a class told me that they had sold some phone equipment to a company, and they had a customer service desk where people would come in, and all the customer service people were there. And this guy came in with the equipment, and they got into a fight, and the guy threw the equipment, and they ended up having this guy arrested. You know, somebody called the police. I just thought to myself, my God, That's the worst. I mean, how could you have anything worse than that, you know? And how could they have diffused that? And that's where this material comes from. So I hope you find this interesting. The first part of this has to do with the assumption that if a customer calls you, they are going to have a negative energy event. The question is, what? How much? Did they break a machine? Did a part die? What is their problem? You don't know. Well, you have to assume they're not calling you up to say, Sharon, I just love you and your company and Garrett and everything about Mr. Grossman and all this kind of stuff. I love all that, and I just want to call you and tell you that. Doesn't happen. They're calling you up because they've had some kind of a problem, and it's a negative energy event. So the first thing you need to do is to give them a good greeting. That's the first thing, the greeting. And if you look here, I've given you the words to use in each of these instances. So if you're on page 39, number one, the greeting.